And a few years ago, it was folk musicians. Remember that section? Lots of ads wanted. We'll pay top dollar for folk musicians. So I quit my regular job with benefits and stuff and started really learning, you know, all the chords that you need to be a folk musician, the three chords. And after a while, I was ready. And I quit my job again, and it turns out that the market had completely dried up, that there were no more jobs for folk musicians. But I'd already become accustomed to a pretty decadent lifestyle, which included things like eating twice a week. So I knew I had to supplement my income. And so I was looking around for a way to do that. And I was talking with a friend of mine a couple of months ago. This is kind of odd. I don't know if this strikes you as strange. But she went on a date, and the guy called back. Apparently this happens. I don't know. So I thought, my gosh, how awkward that must be. I mean, you just talk to the guy, and then he's calling you back. And I thought, you know, in the modern society, we really don't need to feel any emotions. We don't have to. So why don't we just, and if anybody wants to talk to me about, you know, investing in this, you know, see me after. Why don't we just have a 900 number where you can type in your response to the date, and he does the same thing, and then nobody really has to talk to anybody. I thought it was a great idea. So I wrote a song about it called 1-900-SCORE-DATE. And for this song, I need a man to come up here and read this part. So if you could make that decision in less than 10 seconds, that'd be really cool. Can I have anybody out there? Okay, come out. You, young man, that's nice. Thank you. See, you know, my mom says I just can't get men these days. Look at what I have to resort to. So she'll be real proud of me. Hi. Come on over to this mic here. That's it. Okay. And would you say your name to the mic?
Michael Massimo. How's
it going? Let's give him a round of applause. Thanks. Now, what you're going to do here is you're going to practice while I'm singing this song, and I'll let you know when to come in, okay? You can just sit there and practice, like, to yourself.
All right.
Okay? And I'll let you know when to come in. Okay, so without further ado, I present to you my multi-million dollar idea that I made into a folk song, 1-900-SCORE-DATE. The date was fine, he thought so too. His last words said were, I'll call you. So you wait by the phone for days, forsaking all fragments of pride. Then you broke the bank, she had a ball, and now she won't return your call. Till finally her roommate explains the problem, she can't call you back cause she's died. That's the fifth one this month. You don't have to live with that humiliation anymore. Not here, not now, not with 1-900-SCORE-A-DATE, the high-tech way to communicate. Give that night a touchstone rate with 1-900-SCORE-A-DATE. Live rejection, so passe. Get dumped the fiber optic way. All for just $3.98. It's 1-900-SCORE-A-DATE. When you dial 1-900-SCORE-A-DATE, a host of options are available to you, all carefully crafted to help you avoid any kind of honest communication with the person you just spent the last 3 hours talking to. You can record your own message and leave it in your date's mailbox, or choose from our wide variety of pre-recorded messages, ranging in mood from guardedly optimistic to apathetically malevolent. To record your own message, press 1. For a pre-recorded message, press 2. You chose 2. Pre-recorded message. Here's your chance for you to pick if he's a prince or he's a jerk. Pick out the quip that's right for you from every type and kind. Did your date rot? Then why not try our most humane choice, bald-faced lie? Make your selection at any time among these worn-out lines. To stage your own disappearance via alien abduction, press 1. Cry I'm sorry I'm gay, press 2. Cry I'm sorry I'm straight, press 3. For rare contagious disease, press 4. To leave some new age garbage like, I feel we're really connected, but I'm just not in a good space for a relationship right now, press 5. To report your date to the local FBI agency nearest you, press 6. You chose 4. Rare contagious disease. The following message will be left in your date's mailbox. Hello, date 5928 had a lovely time, but date 5928 has recently been diagnosed with Legionnaire's disease. Please do not attempt to contact date 5928 as he or she is expecting to have Legionnaire's disease for the next 7 years. 1-900-SCORE-A-DATE, the high-tech way to communicate. Give that night a touch tone rate with 1-900 score a date. Hi, I just returned from the most amazing date. Normally when I dial 1-900 score a date, I choose the added feeling of comfort and security I get when choosing a pre-recorded message, but tonight was so very different. I'm leaving a message all my own. Please begin recording at the beep. Hi, John. This is Deirdre. Well, 5928. Anyway, I'm just calling to let you know what we both know. Tonight, our souls connected. Tonight, I came to know a part of you that you've never shown anyone, and you came to know a part of me that I've never shown anyone, and I came to know a part of me that I never knew existed, and there was so much knowing going on. Never have I felt so alive, and never have my loins felt such a fiery promise of things to come. Thank goodness we don't have to pretend anymore, which is why I'm not afraid to say, Johnny, I love you. End of message. You have mail. You see, I told you we're soulmates. It's like, well, I was leaving a message for him. He was leaving a message for me. Let's listen.
Hi, Deirdre. Deirdre? Yeah, am I pronouncing that right? I'm just calling to confirm that we're both chuckling about now. Was that the date from hell or what? Never have I felt so at odds with somebody. We had absolutely nothing in common. I'm sure you felt the same way. We couldn't have picked a worse match if we tried. I wanted to wring your neck. I felt absolutely no sexual attraction for you whatsoever. What are the odds of that happening? But I just wanted to say thank you. Our date went so poorly that I called up my ex as soon as I got home and proposed to her. We're going ring shopping tomorrow. The thought of having another date like ours has me running to the altar. Well, I guess I'll go listen to the message that you just left in my box. Thanks again, and see you tomorrow at the office.
1-900 score a date. The high-tech way to seal your fate. Dial now, no need to wait. It's 1-900 score a date.
Deirdre Flint. Deirdre Flint. Practically a hometown girl, eh? Don't you like that? Actually, I can lay a claim to have a similar situation as her in terms of I was born in Pennsylvania myself. I know I sound like a Canadian with the A thing, but I actually grew up in Delaware.